Cheech.
Porpoise.
Cheech.
Keep an eye on the white wake of the ship, and you'll often spot a dolphin or porpoise swimming there. The bow of the ship creates a pressure wave as it moves through the water, similar to the blast of wind that follows a passing truck. Both Pacific white-sided dolphins and Doll's porpoises like to come alongside the boat and ride in the pressure wave. They have a distinct way of swimming, partially leaping out of the water. That's called porpoising. Water is a dense medium compared to air, and much more difficult to move through. A porpoising animal breaks the surface, allowing it to move more quickly and with less energy than by simply swimming. Since dolphins, sea lions, and otters can also porpoise when they swim, the movement isn't enough to identify a porpoise. Dolphins and porpoises are similar and very closely related, but there are some differences. Dolphins have cone-shaped teeth, a larger, more curved dorsal fin, and a more prominent beak and melon, the bulging organ on the dolphin's forehead used for echolocation. Two species of dolphins and two species of porpoise are regularly seen in Alaska's coastal waters. Killer whales, the largest member of the dolphin family, Pacific white-sided dolphins, Doll's porpoises, and harbor porpoises.
Doll's porpoise is the most commonly seen porpoise, usually traveling in groups of 2 to 20 animals. These porpoises rival killer whales as the fastest creatures in Alaska waters. Avid bow riders, they will readily approach and accompany boats, breaking the surface with a splash, but rarely showing more than their backs. Their black and white belly and flank resemble the markings of the killer whale, but they are much smaller, averaging about 6 feet in length and weighing about 300 pounds. The rooster tail splash of the speedy Doll's porpoise is often the first sign of these animals. This splashing wave creates a hollow pocket of air that allows them to breathe while swimming.
Harbor porpoises are dark gray or dark brown, with a noticeably smaller dorsal fin than Doll's porpoises. They are often described as shy. They are indifferent to boats and human activities. They do not bow ride. They are most often seen feeding, their rounded backs gently breaking the surface with a rolling, dipping profile. Averaging about 120 pounds, the harbor porpoise is less than half the weight of the Doll's porpoise and is the smallest cetacean in Alaska.
Pacific white-sided dolphins may travel with Doll's porpoises. They are similar in size and appearance, but white-sided dolphins are light gray along the side of their heads, where Doll's heads are black. Pacifics bow ride and are more acrobatic than Doll's, and often show their fins and flukes when swimming. They are most often seen between Wrangell and Ketchikan, or out in the open ocean.